From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Syria calls Assad's ouster a red line. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with his British, French, German, and Italian counterparts today in Paris about the Syria crisis, a day before the U.N.-sponsored Syrian peace talks are set to begin in Geneva. Ahead of Monday's discussions, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulam warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of Syria's president is off the table. Mulam said, "We will not talk with anyone who wants to discuss the presidency. Bashar al-Assad is a red line." Mohammed Alouche, the chief negotiator for Syria's main opposition group, says the president has to go. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
"Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities."
The Islamic State group is accused of launching chemical attacks near the Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a 3-year-old girl and wounding 600 other people. Authorities say the latest attack took place Saturday in the small town of Tazah, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is promising to punish the Islamic State group for the suspected mustard gas attack on Tazaz. The wounded are suffering from burns and breathing problems. This is VOA News.